You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
President of the United States and the two wars in Eurasia, a third war threatened. Talking to the American people about the genuine fear that everyone in the Middle East has of a player who's not on the battlefield, but a player that's associated with the mass murder of Hamas, with the continual threats to the north of Israel by Hezbollah, with the trouble in the West Bank, with the trouble in the Gulf, with the trouble across North Africa into South America. That player is Iran. I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who's done me the favor of writing a speech for the president, not yet delivered. Cliff, a very good evening to you. There are some fundamentals that you establish as the president addresses the nation in what is to be done. First, about Hamas. What is the president's position in this speech about Hamas? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Well, I mean, just to be very clear, this the speech I wrote for the president, and he's welcome to use it. I'm not going to charge him anything. It's totally pro bono. I start with where he actually is and then go a little further in what I consider to be a logical direction. So what he does, so I quote him from both an op-ed he recently wrote and other comments and some comments from his Secretary of State, Tony Blinken. So he's very clear that the truce has been broken by Hamas. Hamas broke this truce, not Israel. Hamas fired new rockets at Israel, murdered four people in a terrorist attack in Jerusalem, refused to release women and children hostages, as had been promised. All of that, the president would say, you know, my administration worked very hard to get a ceasefire, and we did for a while, but Hamas broke it. So at this point, our Israeli friends have to do what they need to do in order to defeat Hamas. I'm not backing away from that. I'm only asking our Israeli friends, as they defend themselves by dismantling Hamas as a terrorist organization, by terminating Hamas's capability to rule Gaza. I'm just asking, and while they try to get their kidnapped citizens back, which include Americans, by the way, Americans have been both killed and kidnapped and are being held, and hopefully they're still alive. In the meantime, we are asking that the Israelis do everything they can to preserve non-combatant lives, challenging as that is, since those non-combatants are being used by Hamas as human shields. And he says, make no mistake, no military in the world works harder or risks more to comply with the laws of armed conflict than do the Israeli Defense Forces. But he also understands that Hamas has promised that they will do what they did on October 10th again and again. Ghazi Hamad, a senior Hamas member, said that. Yahya Sinwar, who is believed to be in a tunnel somewhere in Khan Yunis and who is the chief commander down there, he's vowed that that October 7th was just a dress rehearsal for what they intend, which is genocide. And he says, as a president, I will never support genocide, I believe, and never again. So all this is very much based on what he has said, clarifying a little bit, perhaps. And then I go on to some things that I think he might want to add in his next speech.
Yes, you quote John Maynard Keynes. When the facts change, I change my mind. Now, the facts over these last days include the attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea, defended by the U.S. Navy, continue about harassment at the north border of Israel by Hezbollah, continue about the aid and comfort provided the Hamas leadership in Qatar and in Turkey, to name two countries, for example. So what is to be done, Cliff?
Yes, exactly. I have him tick off several different change facts over the past week. You name some of them. We had a U.S. Navy destroyer and three commercial vessels come under attack from Houthi rebels in Yemen who are enabled and supplied by Tehran. All that. So he says, I would have him say, based on these facts, a mid-course correction is required, a different and tougher approach. And I have him say, you'll be hearing and seeing more about this policy. And then I have him mention an op-ed he recently had in the Washington Post, observing in that op-ed that both Hamas and Russian President Vladimir Putin are attempting to erase nations from the map. Putin wants to erase Ukraine and subjugate Ukrainians. Hamas wants to erase Israel and exterminate Israelis. And then what I have him say is that, look, I also noted in my column, in my op-ed, that both these countries, both Tehran and both Moscow, hope to collapse broader regional stability and integration and take advantage of the ensuing disorder. In other words, to change the what we call the rules-based order. I have them say, look, I neglected to include that Iran, as well as Hamas and Putin, are all together, and to my disappointment, Xi Jinping, he's backing both Moscow and Tehran and threatening the people of Tehran. And I have him say, it's now clear to me that America and its allies face no greater threat than that posed by the Axis, Chinese communists, Russian imperialists, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. They are jihadis. So America and its allies must have the military and economic strength to deter our adversaries. And the only way to do that is to change priorities, not least budgetary priorities, and to rebuild our ability to deter economically and militarily. And that has to come in, above everything else, if we understand that we face a challenge. I don't have to say quite this, that we face a challenge that is much, much more difficult than anything we faced during the Cold War.
Stay tuned is the part of the speech that I started paying attention. Stay tuned. Now, Cliff, let us move away from the White House to imagine what the president is intending with Stay Tuned. Do we go to industrial policy to rebuild the manufacturing ability to generate the arsenal of democracy? Do we do that now, or do we do it later, Mr. President?
Yes, I would like him to say, I'm not in favor of industrial policy overall, but we have something called the defense industrial base, which allows us to have the material we need to defend ourselves and to be an arsenal of democracy, because we do want our allies who are fighting common enemies to be well supplied so that they are not beaten. So, yes, we have to very much rejuvenate the defense industrial base. There's been some progress on that, but not nearly enough given the state of the challenges. I also say this is not in the column, John. This is going to cost trillions of dollars. And the way to get those trillions of dollars is a number of things. But one is this so-called transition to renewable energy. It's not something the government should spend trillions of dollars on at this point. It's not an existential threat, whatever John Kerry may believe. And it's not working. There are just not that many people who want to buy EVs. And if every car in America were tomorrow an EV, and every internal combustion engine in America were to be junked, the climate would not change in any significant way whatsoever. We know that, not least because China does everything it does, including making batteries, using coal-fired plants, and they keep building more of them every week. And I don't blame them for that. Prosperity is what's important to them, much more so than whether the global warming is at 1 degree, 1.5 degree, 1.7 degree, even 2 degrees. India feels the same. And the people of Africa need electricity, and they can't get it through renewables because they're in dire poverty. Millions, tens of millions of people in Africa don't have electricity. Imagine what that's like.
And finally, Cliff, it's 30 seconds. That long range is to build the industrial base. Short range, do we deal with Tehran directly? Does the president deal with Tehran directly? Stop dancing around the subject.
I think so. I think Tehran had a very clever strategy. It's an octopus, the head's in Tehran, but it has all these various tentacles. We and the Israelis and others, we keep slapping at the tentacles. We have to do something more. I'm not saying a full scale. What I am saying is that when Iranian proxies attack us, Certainly what we need to do is impose a penalty on Tehran that makes them think, oh, we shouldn't do that again.
Cliff May is the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and momentarily a White House speechwriter. I'm John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.